Number 12. 2 days ago, I boarded the wrong train and it changed my life. My baby had been crying late into the night, so I had only gotten a few hours of sleep. I was so exhausted in the morning that I barely noticed how empty the train was when I sat down. On most mornings, it was impossible to find a seat. 2 short stops later, I realized my mistake and immediately crossed the platform to the train heading downtown. When I arrived at Grand Station, I rushed from the red line to the green line and made a shocking discovery. I could transfer to the same train I always took. I had always used my phone to tell me the best route, whether I was walking to a new restaurant or taking the train to work. But what I had never thought about was that the phone wasn't giving me directions that were specifically for me. It was giving directions for an average person. It doesn't know my pace, which train car I'm in, or even that I know a shortcut to get through the station. It only has enough information to satisfy most people who need directions. I was determined to test the limits of my discovery and stop depending on my phone. I had already learned that I could go the opposite direction to earn myself a seat. I wondered how much time I could save if I paid attention to where I boarded. The next day, I found the car that would put me closest to the stairs at Grand Station. Even though there was a rear seat available, I stood right at the door. As soon as it opened, I took the stairs 2 at a time and hopped onto the train waiting on the green line. It was the train that came before the one I usually took. I was able to shave 5 minutes off my commute. What will I figure out tomorrow?